I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Myanmar, where thousands of ethnic Karen people are being targeted by government troops along the Thai border. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein just returned from the region where homes, a health clinic, and schools were targeted. Klein is concerned because they have ministry in Myanmar.
We're actually building orphanages right now. We're bringing more kids in. We're facing more and more opposition from the government. They don't want, especially the Christians, to be helping kids, you know, come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and kids to grow up with a conviction to serve God first and foremost.
More attacks are expected as October elections draw near. Next, an alarming trend has developed in northeast India. Criminals are now posing as missionaries. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India shares his concerns.
Here we have child traffickers going into poor communities posing as Christian workers, taking their children from them, telling them that they're going to bring their children to homes where they'll be well cared for, and then exploiting these children.
It also means the testimony of their workers may be called into question. Pray that Christians will show the love of Christ to people in a way that's real. Pray wisdom for church leaders, too, as they deal with this problem. And finally, last September, the Indian states of Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka saw the worst flooding in 100 years. Though the floodwaters are gone today, the floods covered the land with salty mud, making it impossible to plant new crops. India Partners has helped almost 200 individuals since, restoring their livelihood and introducing them to living water. They've reached over half their goal to raise $100,000 in flood relief. They need your help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. You can go there to find other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.